mindful friends of the Western Slope. Welcome to Mindful Moments on KVNF, a weekly opportunity for you to pause, find stillness, and look inward, leading to a better understanding of self and of the world around you. I'm your host, Erin Easton. Today, we're looking into the teaching of No Mud, No Lotus. This is a very profound teaching that merits a much deeper look than we are able to do in these short sessions. But we're going to begin to scratch the surface today and in the next two episodes. This teaching is referring to the fact that the beautiful lotus that we all love so much would not exist without the ugly, dirty mud that it grows in. And how this is also true for all things in life. We cannot have the good without the bad, the light without the dark. Parker Palmer says that wholeness is not about perfection. It means embracing brokenness as an integral part of life. Many of us grow up believing that if we get sick, or we fail, or if we lose something or someone that we love, that something is wrong with us or the world. We believe that the world is treating us unfairly and that we deserve perfection. What this teaching is telling us is that the opposite is true. There is nothing wrong when difficult things happen. They are a part of life. No one avoids getting sick, failing, loss, or dying. All of these things have to be here so that love, gratitude and compassion can also exist. They work together to form the true wholeness of life, and the expectations that they shouldn't happen to us causes more suffering and prevents us from loving this miraculous gift of life. We can begin practicing this teaching today as you find a quiet and calm place where you can close your eyes if you are able, and turn your attention back inward, reconnecting with yourself and your inner experience. As you are reconnecting with self and listening and observing, begin to notice your relationship to difficulty, to pain, to loss, to any hardships that you are experiencing. Allow the hardships to appear in your awareness as they will. These may be hardships that you experienced long ago, in the recent past, that you're experiencing right now. Look into these hardships and notice how you're relating to them. Do you have expectations that this should not happen to you? That this is unfair? That life is out to get you? Are you trying to resist these experiences, trying to push them away or deny them? Are you angry and resentful that these experiences are happening to you? And now notice what this relationship to hardship is doing to your well-being. Are you able to be peaceful and loving no matter what's happening in your life? Are you able to show gratitude towards this miraculous gift of life, even in its imperfections? Are you able to love life in its wholeness, knowing that even the brokenness belongs? And if you're noticing that you do have a resistance to the hardships, to the difficulty, see if you can bring your attention back to the heart. This place that loves all things, accepts all things, and shows compassion to all experiences. What does the heart say about these hardships and about life and its brokenness? Is the heart trying to deny it, hide from it, or push it away? Is the heart angry and resentful? Allow yourself to soften. And even though we may be experiencing something hard, and we allow ourselves that experience. We allow ourselves to feel the sadness. At the same time, we carry that loving gratitude of what life is, all that it is, in the good and the bad, the light and the dark, the heavy and the freeing. And see if you can soften towards the hardship that you're experiencing. If you can let go of that expectation that things should be perfect. And if you can find a little bit of love and acceptance for all of what life is in all of its wholeness. Thank you for sharing today's Mindful Moments with us. This episode of Mindful Moments was written and recorded by me, Erin Easton, and produced by KBNF. Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. for more mindful tips and visit kbnf.org to find this episode and others. I hope these teachings help you find more kindness, peace, and ease in your daily life. Thank you for listening.